Get ready to spice up your life. In 2.2 seconds, we're going to discuss that shocking elimination.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Drag Race fans. I am your host, 123 Jackie B, Baby Spice on all platforms. No, it's just 123 Jackie B. I don't know what I'm saying. We have two guest hosts here today. It's Leanne and Oliver. Hi. But you guys can give us your social media handles, Oliver.
Hi, guys. I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Hi, guys. I'm Hollywood Leanne. Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. Check out my show Sunday nights, 9 p.m. here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm the main host for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for having us, by the way.
Yeah, thank you guys for filling in.
Yeah, I told you guys I watch you all the time, and you guys are such a pleasure, and I'm honored to be here.
I'll start watching. Now that I'm on it.
And now that you're on it.
Motivation.
You're going to watch the episodes that you're on.
Exactly.
And then we have Lorraine Love.
Lorraine Love in the house. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorraineLove. Thank you.
So normally we discuss the episode in chronological order, but that was so cuckoo bananas.
But Jackie is taking over and flipping it over.
Okay, let's talk about how two of my all-time favorite queens just quit Drag Race.
Yeah.
So Ben eliminated herself, wrote white out on the thing. I wasn't sure what to think of Rue's reaction. Because
he's not happy.
Yeah, it seemed like Rue was very upset. It seemed like that.
Because they broke the script, you know? She's like, you're not supposed to do that. But also, it's kind of like, don't you think the producers like saw Ben do the white out?
Duh.
So they're like, okay, this is going to be the gag of the season. So,
right.
You know, they're going to let...
Absolutely.
They're going to kind of like tell Rue, like, hey, like, let... Bendelo win.
Right.
Yep.
You know?
She didn't just break the script. I think she broke her own destiny. Like, who works that hard to set up a career, go on a show to win, and then you quit 4 weeks before it ends? It doesn't make sense to me.
But also...
I'm just holding off as long as possible. No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Because I tend to ramble on, so no, go, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in and say that. Yeah. Totally disappointed. Sorry, Bendela.
No, but that was like, it's like, obviously we had another person quit on Drag Race, but I just think that, yeah, why would you go this far? Like, why would you spend all the time winning competition after competition only
five out of six
to like quit at the very end?
Well, but I see, I don't think she see, okay, here I go. I don't think she sees it as quitting. Well, was it two episodes ago? I said to you as we were watching, something's up with her. I could tell two episodes ago, like, she started acting just really weird and just the, I don't know, I just knew something was up. And so I don't think it's her trying to grandstand or anything like that. But no part of me thinks that at all. I think she even said it. I hate, I love you too. Now you threw me off. I read that. I think that she was looking at the three bottom queens, and she just felt like they wanted that title. She said it at the end. They want that title more than I do. I feel like I did what I came to do. I've proven myself. Peace out. And yeah, I think Rue probably will be mad because she did write her own destiny. And they don't have control of the editing machine, and they can't make you look the way that they want you to look, they don't like it. So,
but that's why I think she quit.
Exactly. And she even says, I don't like the idea, and I didn't like it when it happened last season when they got to eliminate, because I don't think it, I get the, you know, with great whatever comes responsibility, whatever the whole line she says. It's RuPaul's Drag Race. Then you decide.
Yeah.
You make the decision. And this whole thing, we'll get into this later too, the whole flip-flop, like, Kennedy can sit there all she wants and say, she did not vote somebody off because they were her friend. That is utter and complete bullshit. Because we can roll back the footage of her and Shangela saying, I'm keeping you because I want to build my alliances. Like, they're playing freaking Survivor. So...
It is Survivor.
Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna
call. Now, when Adore quit in, like, the first episode, I don't recall Rue being this upset. Or was maybe Rue was this upset?
It was totally different. But yeah. It's the same thing at the end of the day. This is going to be Adore Delano part 2 in the reunion. She's going to be going, I'm embarrassed. Like, this is... Well, she probably won't do that because she's selling this whole idea of her, like, leaving on her own terms. I'm just not buying it.
Well, Adore was different because, obviously, but I felt differently. Like, I feel right now, like, upset in the way that I feel cheated versus, like, Adore. I was like, okay, I get it. Like, you came back to set and you realized, like, this was not your thing and you left. Mm-hmm. But I still don't understand.
Well, I think the thing with Adore, too, was, and she said this when in that episode, it was, you know, they're on tour together with Michelle Visage, who blows smoke up their butts and tells them how fabulous they are when they're on tour and they're all drinking together at the bars. Then you come here and she's going to be like, you don't look good. It was just like, I think it was a legitimate shock to her system. Like, girl, we're sisters. You know what I mean? And I do think that that's part of the, which we saw when they all came back together. You know, when everyone's backstage upstairs, everybody's getting along. Like, no one's, they're talking behind each other's back. There's not cameras rolling. So they're talking behind each other's back like the normal world does it. And nobody hears these, you know, like I said, when I started realizing the people were actually watching their YouTube videos. Like, I knew they were videotaping us and putting them on YouTube, but I had never thought to go watch them. It was literally like a punch to my gut reading these comments and how horrible they were to me. I was just like, really? Am I? And I remember going to Raven and saying, girl, am I really this bad? You would tell me, of all people, you would sit down with me and go, girl, we need to talk about the makeup. We need to talk about the outfit. But she never had that conversation with me. I mean, she does it, like, jokingly. But it's hard to take those criticisms when you're just, especially doing drag, you get so much praise from strangers and everything that you're just used to it. So it's hard to...
And I think it's all the same thing. I think that Bendela was rattled by the fact that Morgan came in, called her out, shook her entire land.
Yeah.
She's from Seattle. Everyone over there is, like, so liberal and nice. I've been there. Everyone's super nice, unlike me.
Morgan's a pistol.
Yeah, and Morgan came in, shook her up, and she just could not recover.
Yeah.
Then she saw the opportunity to dip out with this story. I'm sorry. I'm just not buying the story.
Am I the only one that heard about this rumor, like, a long time ago? Like, when the first episode dropped, this was actually a rumor. Did you guys hear about that?
I don't. Like, I avoid you guys. Try to avoid any spoilers.
I didn't want to believe it because there was the whole mole thing. You guys, and you guys know about that.
Well, that I've heard about.
That was a little bit more believable.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, that's probably someone just created that, fabricated that to maybe just... to get rid of, dissipate, like, the, you know, the Bendela theory.
Yes.
Because that was a huge online prophecy, and I did not want to believe it. I was like, no, there's probably a mole thing, because I could see BB, you know, going on the judging panel, and then someone taking her place.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel there's a little bit of bias with Rue and BB?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel it too.
Yes.
Like, at times where she wasn't amazing, not today, because she was amazing today, Rata, whatever, it was incredible. When she's not that good, Rue still tells her she's, like, incredible. And I'm like,
I think part of it is there's two things going on. Rue, that was, like, she won the first season of Drag Race that Rue ever did. So there's, like, that kind of...
pressure to make her look good, right?
No, no. I think there's that kind of, like, warm nostalgia for that. And I also think that Rue definitely sees herself... in BB. I think she sees that, like, there's a similarity in that, like, what BB does is very, like, weird and different to people. Whereas some drag we see here is a lot of, like, mainstream things. And I think Rue, like, relates to that.
Yeah. I could see that.
I'm going to completely 100% disagree with you that BB was fabulous this week. There was nothing about her. That outfit, everything. I was like, are you kidding me with this?
Well, the outfit was Scary
Spice. I loved it.
No. Well, you're not supposed to recreate the Spice Girls. You're supposed to create your own jungle person. I thought it was so boring. I thought they were praising these lyrics and it was just sounds. You don't tell me if Milk was up there making sounds, they wouldn't have been playing the wah, wah, wah track every time something came out of her mouth. Don't get me started.
Well, BB, BB was, I think she was good for BB. How about that?
Okay, well, that's not a very high bar.
Well,
I kind of agree, though.
I think now that the season is getting to the end, they're trying to build up BB and, you know...
Yeah, they really are. I totally agree.
Show her as a threat.
Well, and this is what I'm thinking about this mole thing, is I think the only... Sorry. But the only reason she was safe was so she couldn't be eliminated.
Yeah.
Because somebody might have
She's never been
up
in the bottom. Thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I've been in the bottom a thousand times.
Not a bottom. In the bottom.
So I want to get back to this elimination. Okay. So then Ben, I could kind of see her choosing Morgan to come back in because mm-hmm. Ben is that kind of person who feels that guilty about confrontations and I get it because I feel that way as well. So mm-hmm. I'm not as nice as Ben because I would have chosen Aja just because yeah. I feel like Aja out of mm-hmm. the group of them was the one that stood out mm-hmm. the most to me.
In their performance or overall?
Both.
Okay.
But, Aja killed it.
Yeah, yeah, I think like Aja's just been killing it, so I would have chosen Aja to come back. But I see, in my head, like when Ben was like, I definitely know who I'm bringing back, I'm like, this is because you yeah. want to bring back Morgan to like.
Well, and she said too, she hasn't had as much time to show what she can do, which I agree with.
I wish she would have said something like that and then changed
the answer. You sat us together on purpose, didn't you, Jackie?
They picked.
Sorry, Mark.
Brie, can we bring in a little wall to put between me and Liam? This isn't going to go well.
So
sorry, boo.
I love
would
that.
Would you guys have picked Morgan? Would you have picked Morgan?
I probably would
have. I know you would have because Morgan's your friend. Morgan? Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? Morgan is super nice and she's an incredible performer. Yeah. I see her at Mickey's all the time. She's yeah. super, super nice. But I would have chosen Aja.
Yeah. I personally would have chosen Aja, but I'm happy that Morgan's there just yeah. because we haven't seen her. She kind of came in as this bitchy yeah. role. She didn't have a story, and I think now she has a chance to have an arc or some kind of redemption arc.
I would have picked Morgan because I know if I didn't, the week after the show ended, she'd find me in a dark alley and beat the piss out of me.
Love you, girl.
I do think, though, like, I mean, it's a boon for them to bring back Morgan because Morgan's going to stir the pot.
Yeah, yeah. And she does. And you saw, as soon as she walked in, she was like, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they came off the runway, she's like, okay, you three, how does it feel? But this is the thing about that I was kind of like, well, okay, we're all making a mountain out of... Because if they hadn't brought back the five queens, we still would have been eliminating. Like, we still would have been, you know... eliminating one of the five. So, right. like, this yeah. whole, well, but we're the top five, and we have to, yeah. no, well, you're still the top. I get it, girl.
Who
but
out of the top five do you think should have gone home?
Kennedy. Kennedy. Oh, I thought Kennedy should have gone home episode one, in my opinion. But yeah. that's
if we're doing, because I belong to the whole track record theory, yeah. you know, and I think Kennedy out of the remaining five, I think should have
gone home. She's Roxy yeah. Andrews of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, Chi-Chi was a little bit of it.
Well, Chi-Chi said, I don't want to be the Roxy Andrews. You know, she's like, yeah. I'm glad I left and I don't want to come back. I would be too much for yeah. me to come back.
Yeah. Kennedy did say that. I wrote it down. She thinks it's about who's in the moment, basically, of winning. Mm-hmm. And it's not about your track record. At least that's her belief. Which I totally disagree with.
Which, if she had three wins under her belt, that would not have came out of her
mouth. I was just about to say, she's only saying that because she has a bad track record.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a good thing, point.
I mean, and also looking at her performance this week, because I don't think, like, let's say Kennedy had such a stellar performance that she was almost one of the winners, then I would say, okay, well, you stepped it up, you brought it, so mm-hmm. you shouldn't be going home. But it was just like Kennedy, you know, she had a kind of like a generic-y outfit. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Emma Button when she was saying, like, you really were not acting like a diva.
Yeah.
It read, like, space.
It
queen.
Read Alexis Michelle last year, yeah. that purple outfit with the purple wig. And I think some other queen did it on another season. Just, like, purple wigs are so outdated.
Well,
just stop
Chi-Chi
with the purple.
Was wearing the exact same, the silver outfit in her number. Yeah. They were, like, I thought she just didn't fit that group, but yeah. we're not talking about that, so whatever.
I liked her rap, though, because she said she had a big wiener, and I like that.
So let's get to the beginning of the episode where we have these series of confrontations. We have Aja versus BB, Ben versus Morgan, Thorgy versus Shangela, and Kennedy versus Milk. I just can't with Milk right now.
Milk is completely ridiculous, living on Delusional Island. But he's beautiful and he cries beautiful, so you go boo.
I get that he had a lot of success outside of Drag Race, so that like that will color your vision because you think okay, and I think to an extent it had colored Adore's vision too, where mm-hmm. Adore is like, I'm a singer, I have all these other things going for me, you know, like why do I need to be here being, you know, ridiculed? And I get that. I totally get that. But at the same time, it's like Milk takes it to just this whole other level and then does this weird thing where he's like, well, why doesn't anybody tell me I'm being a diva? Oh, God. And it's like, because you would not react well to that.
We were trying to tell you you were bad in the bitch slur and you were not having it. You thought you were incredible. Girl, no. You were not good.
Well, I gotta defend my girl Milk.
I love Milk.
Well, and I'm not, and this is not just Milk. I'm just gonna say this because, you know, part of doing drag is that you just think, like, I could do the worst number in the world, which I've done there on YouTube. When I'm in it and I'm doing it, it feels amazing. It feels great. I feel like I'm tearing down the house. You know what I mean? So I understand that she's in a place where she thinks that she's genuinely knocking it out of the ballpark because that's part of drag. I've said this before.
Even when the judges tell you you were too much, you still go back.
Well,
you still
I don't. Think that. I think you would be surprised because you think that you're really serving it. Like when I start doing drag, and I'll bring in old pictures if I have to. I look. Yes. But when I walked out and I was walking to the bars, I still felt like I looked amazing. And that's part of drag.
Did you look
just
amazing, Bill?
You have to develop, you know what I mean? Like it comes, I don't know. I'm gonna defend her because I love her.
I love Milk. I think body she pushes the boundary. She's fashion, she's yeah. New York to the T. I totally appreciate it. But, you know, sometimes we just need to step back and go, all right, I just got a little too hot for
I'm
my
gonna
scene.
Have all the Milk fans coming after me because uh-huh. I am here to say, I'm sorry, but, like, pretty doesn't cut it.
Yeah.
Like, you are very handsome, you have great fashion taste, and obviously, as far as, like, drag looks, he's very fashion forward. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, a competition show and being able to compete in a competition mm-hmm. show, he's not doing that. It's like even the, I don't know. I thought even the rap that
the
he
singing,
did was,
the dancing, the comedy, he's just not there. He's not a full-rounded queen. He's yes. like
Milk.
Looks,
are we still talking about Milk?
Yeah.
He's
okay.
A fashion.
Looks I saw Milk at Christmas at the Christmas show downtown. Knocked it out of the ballpark. Hysterical. Every moment she was on stage was she puts so much thought into it. And not saying you have to be smart to appreciate it or anything like that, but it was just, everything was so clever. So you may not get her, and that's fine, and that's what drag's about. You like what you like. We come here, we discuss it, we bitch slap each other, we go home.
Thanks, Gia Gunn.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm here to validate queens like Milk.
Speaking of personal growth,
why'd you look at me?
Rude. I was just, oh my God. So, speaking of personal growth, we have a new podcast for coming from Maria Menounos.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's a podcast hosted by our founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to better all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. So you can get it on iTunes and subscribe. Just look up Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Yeah, awesome. Maria.
So check that out.
Shout out
Yay.
To Maria.
Yeah, we'll be definitely doing that.
Yes. Maria is our fearless leader. Now back to the episode. We have, let's go down the line of the names of their little like outfits for their okay. competition. So we have Shangela as Sparkle Kitty. I thought she looked
beautiful.
Okay, who was bummed out that there was no runway?
Yeah,
that's
what I said after we went, oh, there was no runway. Yeah.
So I guess, like, in between this, I'm also judging their outfits like I would a runway because yeah. I feel like that's all I have left in my life. I don't know. So Shangela looked like Sparkle Kitty. I felt that that was, like, appropriate. I just didn't, when you have your outfit be Sparkle Kitty, it's hard to be like, okay, what's the personality? That
I didn't feel like she brought
that.
Anything special, but I just want to say on the record that I love Shangela, and I was someone that didn't love her before, and she talked about it on the show, and people come up to her and go, I didn't like you at first, but now I do. I'm sorry, but I'm one of them. Yeah. I think she's gorgeous, but I didn't before.
Her outfits are absolutely on point this season. I'm loving her outfits.
She got some coins.
And obviously she's done really well in a lot of the competitions. I just felt like this wasn't particularly her competition. I honestly don't remember most
of the top five performances other than De La. Honestly, I really don't remember. I didn't remember Trixie's. I didn't remember.
Because you were laughing the whole time.
I could not stop.
Was it the Chola eyebrows?
The moment, I'm not even kidding, that moment, and I'm going to freeze frame it and take a picture and bring it next week, and I'm going to put it on my nightstand. When they cut to them coming out on stage, and she is standing there with that miserable face and the black, I thought I was going to pee myself. Oh my God, it was brilliant. And I actually thought that when she was taping it, I was like, if she does in my head what I think, which is exactly what she did, I love you, girl. It was spot on. The problem is the solution. I've said that before.
I loved it because I was a goth girl in high school, so I thought it was absolutely perfect. I was like, dead on, dead on. And I mean, I don't know, because it was there was a Spice Girl in this episode, I was having like 90s realness thoughts, and I was having Daria thoughts. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love Adam Lambert, so talented, I've seen him in concert, I was bugged out by, like, there was a point where his critiques stopped being constructive and started being abrasive.
When it came to Bendela? Runway? When it came to Bendela?
I mean, I'm talking about the rehearsal.
Oh, okay.
Wait, when they were recording?
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. But when it came to Bendela especially, right?
Yes, but I mean...
See, I thought he was giving good critiques.
But see, if you're, okay. like, let's say... I didn't hear anything different on what was on the runway from what Ben was like doing initially.
Exactly.
So it's just weird to me because I'm like, I don't know how you thought you were bringing out Goth Girl. Like when you watch Daria has a certain
dry.
Well, and I think that they knew
he was having a bad day, and they were like, crack him, crack him, because he was clearly rattled.
Yeah.
Because you're focusing on lyrics at this point. Mm-hmm. You don't even get to see Bendela performing. And seeing Bendela perform, Bendela stood out. You literally, I think all of us kind of forget about everyone who's still there. We only were looking at Bendela in the performance.
But you also can't tell me that Adam Lambert doesn't watch Drag Race and doesn't know what Ben can do.
Oh, he knows. He's at Mickey's watching the show.
And he was totally turned off by Trixie's humor. Trixie was being a little extra, though. It was kind of weird.
Trixie was being extra, and I think, actually, like, for me, the top, if you were picking the top two from the top five, I would have picked Trixie and Bendela.
Yes.
And I thought, like, I love Trixie's outfit. I love the concept. I thought the execution was perfect. I thought the lyrics were hilarious.
Where was the sex, though?
Yeah, she kind of forgot about the horniness that she wanted to portray.
Like, bring the horniness. You said it. I was waiting for it, and I didn't.
But it was
way
better.
You know what? I'm okay with Mathlete.
I just think, I think that Trixie and Bendela, connected their lyrics to their character. I don't think anybody else in that group did.
Yeah. And I also think, because again, I'm using the Spice Girls as an example, if you're each a member of a girl group, you have to stand out somehow.
Mm-hmm. On your own.
And so if the point of this competition is for you to come up with a theme that is recognizable for your character, I think that Trixie and Bendela did that the best.
Yeah.
And I think the only thing that hurt Trixie was being ornery with Adam.
I wish Kennedy, because she was Diva Kitty, right? Mm-hmm. I wish, because like to me, like if she was going to do what she did, then she should have been like go-go dancer kitty or something. You know what I mean? Like dancer kitty or something like that, because you come out as a dancer. Diva Kitty, like she should have been in a floor-length gown with a fur, stood still, didn't... You know what I mean? Like, diva.
Yes.
Like Mariah Carey. Yeah. No, pick me up, because I ain't going to move. That's what she should have done.
Where was the hair?
I'm here to consult anybody for season 11 if you need help.
Kennedy's performance reminded me a lot of the Janet Jackson performance that she did. It was very lackluster.
Absolutely.
Very lackluster.
Absolutely.
And it's like, we know that Kennedy can do comedy. We saw her in the
Big Boss. Yes. Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that Kennedy can do, but she can. So it was really disappointing to see her. She just relied on her dance moves.
Right. Yeah. I mean, she is a good dancer, but it is disappointing when you're like, I know this person can do better.
Yeah, there's still a
and
character.
And the hair was not diva either.
That purple. I'm so tired of purple.
What did they call it? What did one of the judges say something? They said it looked like something, but I didn't know who it was.
A Newark realtor.
That's it. That was funny.
even what Newark realtor would have purple hair?
I don't think it was purple. I think it was just because it didn't look like drag hair. It looked like I pulled it out of the bag and threw it on.
You never know with New Jersey.
Yeah.
So now we have, let's move on to the eliminated queens. We have Thorgy as Cardio Kitty, Morgan as Bimbo Kitty, Aja as Little Banji Kitty, Milk as Milky Kitty, boring, Chi-Chi as Cajun Kitty. Okay, and Chi-Chi was so disappointing to me because I'm like, if you're a Cajun Kitty, why couldn't you bring some like real Louisiana flair to your outfit?
Yeah, she was Cajun Kitty? I didn't even know she was Cajun Kitty.
She should have just brought the first drag outfit she ever wore, which we all know was probably very Cajun Kitty, and thrown that on.
The trash bag.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She could have even done like a Mardi Gras thing.
And I disagree. I thought Milk did a fit. I was actually went, oh, shoot, she's doing good. And I think that's because sometimes when they set it up to make it sound like they're going to seem like they're going to do bad and they do okay, you go, oh, it's actually good because you've been told for the last half hour she's going to be horrible. I thought it was cute. I didn't understand the buck teeth, but I liked the buck teeth. I don't know. I thought
it was
cute.
I think that's Milk's thing, though.
And I thought she had energy. She didn't look like she was trying. I don't know. I liked it. I love this. I love the eliminated queens.
Well, it was interesting because we knew that Chi-Chi and Thorgy weren't going to have a chance to come back because they only showed Aja, Milk, and Morgan during the rehearsal with Adam Lambert. So it's like I'm thinking, okay, Morgan or Aja is coming back.
Yeah.
But Milk, I do kind of agree. Milk actually did pretty good.
I think she did a great job. Watch it again, girl. I think you'll change.
She wasn't the best.
No. Here's the thing.
She did all right.
Milk, I loved the outfit. And this is like, this happens to me a lot with Milk where I'm like, oh, that outfit is so like 90s realness. I loved it. I love that she has her own like unique buck teeth like signature thing. Loved it. But it just was like if your shtick is Milky Kitty, there was no part of it that was giving me like Milky.
Do you think the right team won?
I don't know about that. I really liked the returning queens.
I like the returning queens.
They had a better song.
They did have a better song. Mm-hmm. I did not like the only one I liked from the queens that are still here was Bendela's performance. That was the only one that I liked.
Yep.
And you would think that Drag Up Your Life would have been, like, the easier song because it's really close to Spice Up Your Life and everything.
Yeah.
But the first song had way better rhythm and musicality to it.
It was funnier, too.
Yeah.
It was way funnier.
And again, I think that they matched their lyrics with their looks, other than Chi-Chi, better.
Yeah,
I don't know what Chi-Chi was doing.
Thorgy, we're not talking much about Thorgy because we didn't see the rehearsal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thorgy's Cardio Kitty was... Not only was it very Thorgy, but I like that it had a theme.
Yeah,
I thought it was cute.
Yeah. I was watching her a lot. And I am biased to Milk.
Because I like her.
And he's just attracted Banji, to him. And the little Banji kitty thing I love.
Aren't you, Mark? Are you attracted to Milk?
I'm a married man. I'm not answering that question.
I'll answer it. Yes, I'm attracted to Milk. Milk is
I thought he was going to answer for me. I was never told you that.
Yeah. Milk is gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
I loved how Chi-Chi just called Milk straight out. Like, in the end of the episode, in Chi-Chi's confessional, she was just like, no, Milk is...
I like Chi-Chi, too. I like a little country boy.
And Brad said, Chi-Chi's here for a good time, not for a long time.
Exactly.
That's funny. Thanks, Brad.
Chi-Chi is a blast, though. I feel like Chi-Chi would be able to do a spinoff show where we would just be able to, like, laugh and have a good time. And I think I think that Chi-Chi gets into her head a lot because I feel like she should have done better in the competition. But I don't understand why she's bombing because she's Chi-Chi.
She showed little spurts of like genius. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if you translated that throughout the entire, you would elevate your drag and elevate your performance. I thought she was on her way to do that, but at the end of the day, she just wanted to go home.
Chi-Chi's not one of my favorites, but I really do like her and I respect her as a queen. You know, she's so positive, but I don't think she's like a competitor. And she even said it in this episode, like, I don't want to come back, basically.
Yeah, I was over her after the bitch slur when she just could not land anything funny when they were like basically feeding her the jokes. She just couldn't land any of it.
Do you think it was kind of like a throwaway for BB, her performance? Because she didn't have any lyrics. She was just kind of...
What I was saying, she was just making noises.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody else did that, they'd be like, that doesn't make... And Adam's like, girl, you were out there. Whatever.
It was funny.
It was funny. It worked in her favor, but I was also kind of like a little bit, well, you know...
So next episode, it's going to be someone going, it's all right because it's you. You know how that's right. always the theme.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him. You can go out there wearing a diaper because it's you.
Here's the thing, though. If you come up with your own signature thing and you own it, you can keep doing that. You can ride that pony for a long time.
And that's people will try to stop it.
And that's what BB's doing, and I'm not hating on it. Because it's like, BB has created her own persona, and she's like the only person there who can do a rack-de-de-de-da-da-da thing and have it be okay.
I do enjoy her confessionals, because she's just so unbothered.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm still salty that she won the challenge last week.
So. I don't think she should have won either.
That dress was terrible.
There's a little bias thing happening, but...
And someone just wrote that in the chat room, too. Okay, we talk about the past 2 weeks have been putting BB on a pedestal for no real reason, and I agree 100,000%.
Do you think Aja should have, or BB should have acknowledged Aja? But here's the thing. That dress was terrible, so I was like, Aja, don't say that. Don't say that. You're better than that.
I don't even remember that part.
I definitely remember it. And here's the thing is, BB was making this into a, well, it wouldn't have changed anything. Well, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the elimination. Maybe not. But as a sister, which we all claim to be respectful. And they said other people did say, oh, well, she helped me or so-and-so helped me. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's a reflection on you now, BB. That you chose to keep your mouth shut and take all that credit for yourself and not give somebody else credit. That's just a reflection on the person that you are. Done.
Someone in the
whether
live
the
chat
camera's rolling or not.
Jose just said in the live chat that music is like that these days. I totally agree. That's why I didn't think it was so far-fetched that she was making a bunch of noises.
Yeah.
Even like the new Camila Cabello song, like the Havana song, the rapper, he's literally like Xanax out going, crazy.
That song sucks. That in just general. Sounded like Bob Dylan. I hate that song. Off topic. Anyways,
no,
back to
there's
Drag Race.
A lot of awful music out there. That was part of it.
No, but the other thing is, like, I do think it's too much to expect, like, all of the queens to have Broadway caliber voices. You know, not everybody has been on a professional competition show like Adore Delano, or Courtney Act. It's like you can't always expect that they're going to be great singers. So let them.
But you can bring it.
Well, let them use their creativity to do something else, and I'm totally okay with that.
Sasha brought it. She wasn't a singer, and she killed it.
Yeah.
Remember, she was like basically speaking.
Yeah.
And it worked for her. So. Mm. I'm going back to what Jackie said.
I would rather have someone do that than be a terrible singer and offend my ears.
Yeah.
Well, and I like this aperture test subject. I love that. I agree. The challenge was to write lyrics.
Yeah.
You're writing noises. Done.
Yeah, that's moving unfortunate. On. I was sad that Trixie didn't get to win this challenge because she does have experience. She has her album. She writes music. She's a singer.
She has a good voice.
Yeah. So I was really disappointed that she wasn't in the top with Ben.
I'm kind of disappointed with Trixie in general because I think she's so talented. She's super funny outside of Drag Race. But I'm sorry, it's just been an 8 the whole time. Like, she has not been super hysterical where I'm like... dying laughing watching or watching her on Viceland.
I think she is in the confessional.
I think she's in the
confessional. In the confessional, she's hysterical, but like she hasn't really been bringing it like that.
Yeah. I think when she's in the moment, like, and you have to do like improv, I don't think that's her strong suit.
Yeah.
She has to like prepare for it.
Yes.
And so, I mean, we saw, you know, the underwhelming Snatch Game this season, which is
During the actual taping when she called BB old and she did her laugh, I'm like, oh, that's what I missed.
I love Trixie. Yeah. I'm wearing a Trixie shirt, so I'm just waiting for her to like
bring it.
I love Trixie.
You're waiting for her to bring it.
Exactly. I'm rooting for Trixie. I'm rooting for Trixie now that Bendel is gone. So Trixie, please bring it.
Yeah.
Because you've been out of eight the whole time.
Out of the last remaining 5. Who would you want to win? You would want Trixie to win.
I can't believe Bendela is not in the competition. You guys.
Make peace with this. Tell me who you think would win.
Go ahead. I'm going to think about it.
Trixie.
I mean, I would say Morgan if I thought she could keep her mouth shut long enough.
Trixie's going to win.
I hope Morgan stays, though. Because so. Like, she's an older queen, season 2. So hopefully she can like have her, you know, her time on, you know, the remainder.
Well, hopefully
of the
I can
season.
Get my...
Some people
Rish
are really good,
go
but
home.
When it comes down, when the lights turn on, the cameras go on, sometimes you just can't fully translate what we see, like, in West Hollywood every Monday.
Right. Right.
Sorry. Like, I see Morgan. I've seen her in West Hollywood. I think she's so nice, and she's an incredible performer. But I'm just not seeing that translate to screen.
I don't know Morgan personally, like Mark does, but is this... is she playing a mean girl, or is this how she is?
That's how she is.
Okay.
She is. She's just very straightforward. And I don't think it's mean. I think it's just being straightforward. You know? I mean, she's super sweet to me.
Love you, girl.
But, like, you know, like, I was texting her to get a phone number from somebody yesterday. And she's like, let me finish the show first. That's just her. You know what I mean? Like...
Well, she's like, bitch, I'm coming back, so let me finish the show. Yeah. You don't know what's happening.
She's wonderful. Super sweet.
You can tell she has a heart, because her and Bendela patch things up.
Well, you saw, she almost started to cry when Bendela saved her. And she even said, I hate emotion. And they weren't showing her face.
I wish they would have showed it, because we would have gotten another side to her. Like, it's about dimensions and showing all sorts of sides. Your bitchy side, your vulnerable side, whatever we can relate to. We just haven't seen that for
moments. I do like those moments, though, that we've been having where, you know, we found out Trixie would have saved Shangela. We found out that Ben saved Morgan. Like, yeah. I do think it's nice to have those moments. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Them.
Yeah.
And it's cool because I think with this season in particular, you kind of see everyone has good traits and bad traits. Mm-hmm. No one's just one, like, no one's a villain. Even with Milk and Kennedy patch things up. So it's cool that no one is perfect. We're seeing that on the show. Like, mm-hmm. no one's a straight villain. Everyone is a dynamic character. So shout out to this
season.
I do think, though, like, I mean, obviously, it's a reality TV show, so you play yourself, you know, and some people are more cognizant of, like, playing up a character more than others, but when they're casting for a reality show, they also know the personality of these queens, mm-hmm. so they're not going to bring, like, all Miss Congenialities back and put them together in a season. They're going to bring Kennedy, Morgan. Right. They're going to be like, okay, I know this person will stir the pot. I know this person fights with this person. You know, they're trying to make an entertaining show as well.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that, too. Jonathan, thank you. Shangela did not mention Game of Thrones this episode. Thank you, Jonathan. We're on the same page.
Can we talk about something in the beginning when Thorgy and the note thing? I feel like Trixie was like, why are you guys bringing this? You're making me look bad. Stop it. Did anyone get that vibe?
I'm just so over the note thing.
Everyone is, including Trixie.
When Ben was talking about how he was, like, shutting down during Morgan's, like, confrontation, that's how I feel when the people were continuing to talk about the note. Because I'm like, I feel like we've already discussed this.
I agreed with Trixie. I was like, oh my God, where are you going with
this? This is my first episode back. We're talking about it. You guys are crazy.
Yeah. So I guess Roxy tweeted something during the episode saying, wait, but I was never eliminated by the girls. LOL. Hashtag Roxy making it clear.
Yeah, but you should have gone home, Roxy. So put that in your pipe, girl. I love Roxy, and I think she's gorgeous, too.
So, do you guys think Ben won the lip sync? I have to say, because Ben's been doing a lot of these comedy lip syncs, I love that this was, like, because of the goth outfit, it was, like, a very serious, like, impassioned lip sync.
I liked it, yeah.
It reminded me a lot of the Lord, when the episode where they had the Lord song episode, the Lord lip sync.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I could tell Ben was going to win it because the confessional of her saying, I have to win this lip sync. And plus, I'm thinking about this supposed theory that she's going to self-eliminate.
But
I hated it.
But she made like $25,000. So.
Yeah. What?
On what?
Oh, yeah. She
on the wins.
And then, of course, BB had to remove her wig, which I thought was so unnecessary.
Let me tell you, there's nothing that makes me angrier of you to remove your wig or remove your clothes and you show your bald head or your dirty underpants. Like, if you're going to have a wig reveal, you better have another wig on under. Yeah. You better have, like, something crazy going on. Because if it's just your hair, I'm underwhelmed.
Right. who was Aja said there were not even flowers underneath or anything. That was funny.
That's how I felt, though.
Yeah, totally.
It's just part of the rules. You don't take anything.
Well, that's
off.
What I wish. I wish it would be a rule. Like, if you take your wig off, you're going home. It just annoys me more than anything.
Unless you get another wig underneath.
I mean, we've seen some queens have taken off all their clothes.
Yeah.
They
still went on.
But I don't like any of that. I just, it's all a stunt to try to, because they're not being able to perform.
Yeah.
They're reaching through everything to try to save themselves. And it's just like, stop. Milan did
desperate.
That. She would get naked every, not naked,
that's
but
what
you know.
I was talking about.
And I was just like, come on. Like, just, like, that song, are you freaking kidding me? Do you know how many times I've performed that song in my car and in my bedroom by myself? It's like this everything song, like drag queen perfect song. And I was like, at first, they were both just standing there, and I was like, "What am I watching? What am I watching?"
Bebe laughed though. Her face, there's passion in there.
I don't know. She's so old school lip sync and all that.
I don't
that.
Mind that.
Hold on though. Mm. You've been around the block. You've seen that old school drag where they just stand there and.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was watching when I started
and
doing
it. Can
it. And you know why I did it? Because I was like, I can do better than that.
It can be powerful.
Boom.
I appreciate the precision that BB had because I did see Ben missing words.
You
here
are
and
reaching
there.
For straws, girl.
No. I'm being serious because I do like a precise lip sync. I like
BB missed
see,
too though.
Not as much as Ben.
Yeah, Ben missed a lot.
Yeah.
I hate when they miss. It's like it should be like a scoreboard. And then at the end you're like, guys, you guys missed a couple times.
I did love BB's dress. BB's dress was phenomenal.
I love it when they like come out in a different outfit. I'm just like, yes. So I was glad that they didn't have like their kitty girl outfit.
Who wouldn't want to come out in a different outfit? Yeah. Wouldn't you want to go change and refresh?
Well, you're lip syncing for your legacy. It's like you gotta wear your legacy outfit.
Yeah. Okay.
My last note just says Rue seems pissed.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about Rue's outfit.
Oh no, let's not.
Wait, why don't you like it? I'm just wondering.
It looks like toilet paper all curdled together.
It was the braiding on here that made these so thick. I don't know. It just looks. I don't know.
We've seen it before, by the way.
Huh?
Project Runway Junior.
Totally.
She's had that that outfit just in a different color.
Well, that's again. This is what I always say when they're judging people and they're like, "I need a new silhouette, girl." Well, Michelle Visage's silhouette is boobs every episode, and RuPaul's is an evening gown. And why do I always blank on her friggin' name? That one,
but it works for his
in the
figure.
Same outfit.
RuPaul, it works for his figure. Can Bianca? You see him all yes. shaped up?
Bianca,
yes, oh. She literally wore an evening gown every runway. Like it was just a different pattern, and not once did they tell her. I need a different silhouette.
Because it works for their body.
I'm not saying they're that like she shouldn't figures. Do what works for her. I'm just saying you can't pick and choose. And then because you're mad at Chi Chi, go, girl, I need a new silhouette. Well, no, because I would if it was me, I'd be like, well,
what's her name again?
Bianca,
thank you. I'm like, Bianca won in the same dress. Why am I moving on? Next thing. This is why I've been on the show.
But Bianca's super talented.
Oh my God, she's
but
I so get, good.
But they kind of did that with like Max with the gray hair.
Yeah.
So they are shady. Yeah. Shady.
Whatever happened to Max? Aww. Does anybody know?
I just so funny because I was, a All video of her popped up on my YouTube the other yesterday, and it was her entrance when she came in and. Miss Fame said, "Can I borrow your paper?" And she ripped a piece off to dab her face. I was like, "Oh, I forgot about that." So,
guys, I'm new to like the Drag Race. Well, not new, but obviously new to this show. So, I want to ask some of the fans if they agree with me. I don't know, but I feel like RuPaul hasn't looked incredible since Matthew left. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I want to know, but I have nothing but love for Ru, obviously.
I think her makeup is incredible.
Cheers to my Raven. I think there was a few times when it first started, the transition happened, that I was like, ooh. But there's a learning curve, and I think her makeup, I do think, looks really great. And I think the wigs have gotten better.
It was mostly last season, but there was this particular episode wasn't my favorite look.
Yeah.
I have an important question. Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Baby.
Posh.
Hold on, I have two. Whoa. Can I have two?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. Oh! No.
Never mind, just Baby. I was obsessed with Baby. So I wanted to be Baby Spice.
I wanted to be Baby and the shoes. I wanted the blonde hair and when I grew up, and clearly that didn't happen.
I think
happen.
You had blonde hair when you first started.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to be Baby, but I'm like, no, it's not going to work.
I was there for Trixie's meltdown over Emma Button being there. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I would be acting the same way.
Same way.
Yeah.
If it was Victoria Beckham, I'd be like, bye, I'm leaving.
Bye, Vicky. I saw her with all her family at a
restaurant. They were going to do a reunion, and she's out. Like she.
That's
went
why,
it.
Because Who of, wouldn't? Because of Victoria.
Yeah.
They're doing the reunion again now, though, and she signed in
yeah,
for
Yeah, she agreed. She agreed.
No
she...
way. Oh, no way. Are they really?
Brief? Yeah, oh they're doing a world tour, yeah, but they're just not announced coming 2 days America. Ago.
Because the Spice World is the 21st anniversary of the movie, Oscar award. Awarded film. So good.
They're only doing a UK tour, though. What the
I'm F? I'm going to UK, then.
So. Have a good time.
Start saving the coins.
Hey, I went guys. To the first Spice Girl reunion attendant. Tour. Thank you very much. The first time they reunited, I went to that tour.
I'm jealous.
It was awesome.
Okay, any last thoughts about Drag Race?
I think I gave all mine. Oh, wait, no. Oh my God, I'm throwing things. I did write something down. I'm going to make a video because Kennedy and Shangela, I guess, seem to forget all the times that they, on camera, said, I'm picking people to be on my tribe. So I think I'm going to make a video. I'm going to go through the season, and I'm going to start pulling every clip and see how many minutes long all those clips of them saying they're saving their friends, that this is not, I'm not showing favor to. I mean, there was literally 5 minutes of the episode of Shangela trying to say that she was not choosing Kennedy because she was her friend. And that was a complete lie. Absolute lie. Turn the cameras back. Show her the footage. That is a lie. You know I love you, Shang, but that was a lie. Sorry. I'm going to end on that.
I think the problem is I wouldn't be able to remember all of the things that I said during the season. Thank so you. I feel like I do feel like whatever's in the moment to defend their point, they'll
I would agree with that if she said it once.
Hey guys, there's a question in the chat they want to answer before you guys wrap up.
Sure.
They said if you could choose a different twist for AS4, what would it be? Maybe a winner choosing bottom two?
I'm hoping that after this season they get rid of this lip sync for your legacy and they vote somebody out. Send it back to Rue, send it back to the judges, you guys make the decision. I think that 100%. Maybe they pick, I like that, maybe they pick the bottom two and then Rue eliminates from the bottom two, but I just, yeah.
Interesting.
I wouldn't want that responsibility.
I like the idea we got tonight where a top queen gets to decide which queen comes back rather than Rue deciding. So I would like to see something else like along the lines of that.
Yeah.
Or even just kind of like a normal season, like just having that instead of the twist. A normal season.
Stop it.
But I do like this format, so I'm glad they didn't change it really from All Stars 2.
I'm kind of over the Survivor thing, like the voting someone off the island. I like the lip sync for your life, but I also like the lip sync for your legacy because it brings a certain oomph to the lip syncs. Like, I still think Tatiana and Alyssa was one of the best lip syncs ever. Mm-hmm. But I do like the format. I'm just over the voting off thing with each other.
Yeah.
Leave it to the judges.
Yeah.
It gets too long in the deliberations, and I feel it starts to take away from the show because they're spending so long, like, you did this and you did that, and I'm thinking about you, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
This is 20 minutes from the runway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you guys should be doing this backstage, you know, in the dressing rooms. We want to see the show. Bring the drag.
Here's the twist that I would like, because I think I've said this before for a Lorraine Love Drag Race, which is never going to happen. I say, and if you even if you have to limit the number of girls in the All-Stars, you do maybe 7 queens. They all compete in every competition. They all stay in the entire time, and then a winner's chosen. That's a fair competition, in my opinion.
Interesting.
I like that. Okay. On that note, tune in next week for
Lorraine Loves Drag Race.
Same drag place, Lorraine Loves Drag Race. I'm 123 Jackie B on all platforms, and you guys let them know where they can find you.
Yes, guys. First off, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being here.
It was so much fun.
You sure?
Jackie would have shot herself if she had to sit here with just me all day.
If Trixie doesn't win, I'd say Shangela. But you guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. If you like horror, tune into Horror Movie News on Popcorn Talk Network. And if you like America's Next Top Model like me, after show on AfterBuzz TV, America's Next Top Model on Tuesdays. Both shows. Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, Lorayne, Love. And holding auditions for season 1 of Lorraine Love's Drag Race.
Can I audition?
Please, please do. Anatomical girls are welcome.
Guys, thanks for having me. I had a great time, and I'm definitely going to be auditioning. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and remember to check out my show, Real Housewives of Atlanta, after show, Sundays, 9 p.m. We're so ratchet. It's ridiculous.
Oh, and real quick, Isabella, love you. Stan, love you. I feel like we're all in sync. So.
Hi, Jay Ellis. I love you.
Oh, Jay Ellis just popped in.
Hey.
Yay.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Oh, that's right, Brad.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.